Take my lips, O Lord, and speak through them. Take our minds and think with them. Take our hearts and set them on fire through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. I thought about talking about what happened in Portland yesterday between the alt-right and the anti-fascism protesters, but I could speak for hours on that. Both trying to change the status quo. You know, many well-off Christians are deeply attached to the status quo that favors them. They consider it to be the main task of Christianity to help maintain law and order. They find it strange and downright wrong if Jesus seems to invite not economic and social conservatism, but a deep and radical transformation of society. He says, "I have come to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were blazing already. Do you suppose that I am here to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." I've been attending church for many years before I became a priest. And it still is not easy for me to accept Jesus saying he's going to bring fire destined to destroy so much lying, violence, and injustice. He wanted to radically transform the world at the cost of challenging and dividing people. Following Jesus isn't backing fatalism and living a life of total pacifism, resigned to the status quo, valuing tranquility above all else. No, my friends. As Christians, we should seek eagerly, creatively, and in solidarity, a better, kinder, and more loving world. But neither should we act as rebels motivated by resentment who tear everything down and then replaces one dictatorship with another. Those who really listen to Jesus are moved by his passionate desire for a completely changed world. True disciples have revolution in their hearts. Revolution in the sense of wanting a more just society. The world order as we have it today is so praised by the powerful and mighty that we must look on it as convoluted disorder. We're far from giving food to all of the hungry, or guaranteeing everyone's rights, or even eliminating wars and destroying all of our nuclear arms. The revolution we need is deeper than merely economic reforms. It must transform people's and nations' consciences. What we want is a world where competition, the struggle of individuals against each other, deception, cruelty, and massacres no longer have a reason to exist. Whoever follows Jesus wants the fire lit by him to burn brightly in this world. The main thing asked of Christians is that we be authentic. An authentic truth teller on fire for sharing God's transformative love through Jesus Christ by the way of the Holy Spirit. Upset the status quo. Be on fire for Jesus. Amen.